Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Leslie Grosham is here. Leslie is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, almost 10 years. She's been hanging out with us. She's co-founder of Women's Leadership Exchange, which I've been telling you about all that time. The author of a number of books, including Selfsation, including Link, How to Turn Your Network into a Chain of Lasting Connections. She is a Vistage leader. But we're so happy that she's part of our world. Leslie Grossman, welcome back to the show.
I'm delighted to be here this morning, Jim.
Good to have you back. And did I miss some books? There's another one somewhere? Did I miss one?
No, the most recent is Link Out, the one
I'm
building relationships.
That's the new one. So, okay, Leslie, one of the things that you do in your world is you work with top-level executives in corporations, whether they're I have witnessed you providing great resources and support and your wisdom to small business CEOs, and I know that you work with C-suite executives in bigger companies as well. So you've got a pretty good handle on what's going on at the top levels of companies, don't you?
Well, I get to hear it, and I get to ask the questions to try to dig down a little bit deeper in all of that.
One of the things that's being debated right now is the compensation that CEOs get, and whether, especially at the big companies, the large companies, whether the disparity between what they get paid and what their rank and file employees get paid. There's a lot of debate about that these days, isn't there?
There sure is, and now there's a pay ratio rule that the SEC made that they have to reveal, that public companies must reveal that ratio between the CEOs and the rank and file.
What do you think about that? What do you think about the SEC getting involved in that? I'm not trying to defend the big CEOs. They don't need me to do that. But I don't think that's CEO purview. Do you? I mean, the SEC's purview, in my opinion.
Well, you know, that's the controversy of it, is it? I mean, what kind of information should be available to the stockholders, you know? And they seem to feel that the stockholders should know that. And so what are we to do? They're going to do it. They did it already, in fact.
Well, I'm not saying that the CEO's salary and compensation shouldn't be available, because it is available. It's right there in the annual reports.
It is. But I guess people don't really look at that ratio. That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the difference? Now, quite frankly, I think that it's not going to create that much of a havoc. And I think that most people, if they are happy in their with how the company is doing as a shareholder, or if you're an employee and you feel your CEO is leading the company well, they think they deserve a big salary. But if not, there's going to be some complaining. But, you know, the bigger issue to me is not that ratio itself, but just talking about leadership,
mm-hmm.
you know, and how are these companies being led? And whether it's a public company,
that's it,
or a small business, how are CEOs leading companies?
I don't really care how much the CEO makes, as long as that CEO manages the company as if the humans involved really matter.
Right, exactly. And there's an interesting article that came out recently in Fast Company, the 50 most liked CEOs in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those big companies are right there. You know, the number one company, the most liked CEO, is Larry Page at Google.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to ask, well, why is that? He makes a huge salary. Nobody really cares how, and not to mention, you know, as the stock.
As a gazillionaire, right?
Right, exactly. But he is admired and loved. And a lot of that has to do with leadership. And then Jim, you must have seen the, and I'm sure that many of your listeners have heard about what's going on at Amazon.
Recently,
right. The big story that came out in the New York Times about how difficult it is to work there. Mm-hmm. How people get so, talking about stress, right?
Right,
how
right.
How stressed out the people at Amazon are to meet the demands of being the kind of company that Amazon is. Mm-hmm. Getting people products in 2 hours. Things like that.
Not good. Not that the performance of the company for the customers is good, but the toll it apparently takes on employees, that PR is not good. For
right,
the
exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Leslie, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back, folks, and talk some more about this, and we're going to get this down to the Main Street level, too, in our conversation right after this break. 20 till right back with our good friend Leslie Grossman. Her new book is called Link Out.
I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.